This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Ukrainian forces appear to be gaining momentum in efforts to push back Russian forces as the war in Ukraine rages into its sixth week. Ukrainian and Western officials said Friday that the Ukrainian military made key gains around the capital of Kyiv. A political advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainian troops are chasing the Russians both to the northwest and the northeast, pushing them away from Kyiv. British military intelligence backed up some of the Ukrainian claims. British defense attaché Mick Smith said in a statement that Ukrainian forces continue to make successful but limited counterattacks to the east and northeast of Kyiv. He said they've retaken the villages of Sloboda and Lukashivka to the south of Chernihiv. He noted that those villages are located along one of the main supply routes between Chernihiv and Kyiv. He said both of those major cities continue to come under repeated air and missile strikes from Russia. Russian officials Friday also said Ukraine has gone on the offensive, blaming Ukrainian forces for a cross-border helicopter attack on an oil depot in Russia, about 35 kilometers inside the border. The regional governor said the Ukrainian strike caused several fires and wounded two people. Ukrainian officials did not immediately confirm Ukraine's involvement in the strike. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Friday that the United States will end a sweeping pandemic-related expulsion policy that has effectively closed the U.S. asylum system at the border with Mexico. Mayorkas said in a statement that the Title 42 public health order will remain in effect until May 23rd.